Today's episode brought to you by Dog Pop.
Dog Pop.
Dang.
When is that? When is that? October 20th?
Dog Pop's coming this fall. October 20th in Austin. And that one's going to be with Bird's Barbershop on South Congress. And then we have another one, November 3rd in Houston. That one is also with Bird's Barbershop and Steel City Pops in the Heights.
Steel City Pops, man.
And those are some good pop singles.
They really got some really
pop,
good
pop, pop,
pop. Pop, pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop.
So Dog Pop is the little brother to the Puppies for Breakfast Dog Festival, which celebrated its 7th year this past spring at Market Square Park in downtown Houston. So Dog Pop's making its way around the country. We first time I've been wanting to go to Austin for a while with this Dog Festival.
Yeah, I remember. And
it's coming.
It's gonna be tight, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So we're there. So we've got 25 plus vendors. We got Independence Brewery and Austin Eastsiders.
Oh, you mean this Austin Eastsiders right here?
Yeah, that one right there. Dang, I could tell you were drinking cider too.
Dude, hey.
That's good. That's some good. You got the honey cider there.
Got the honey. It's good.
So both of those brands are involved as sponsors. And this year is the first time we're offering complimentary beer and cider.
Dang.
Through these sponsors.
Oh, dude, yeah.
But you got to go to Eventbrite. You can go to our Facebook page, search Dog Pop, Austin Dog Pop, or the one in Houston. You have to RSVP through Eventbrite to get a wristband. That wristband is only for 21 and up, but that'll allow you to get complimentary drinks.
Let me do that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it. You better hurry, dude.
I'm going to hurry, dude.
Space is limited.
Dude.
But yeah, it's a big party, big festival. Vendors, food, we've got a dog play area, we got the local DJ in Austin, and then of course the one in Houston, same format. Just these events are blowing up.
Yeah.
Taking over the dog world.
Hey, Dog Pop is my favorite.
Dog pop. You can go to HoustonDogPop.com or AustinDogPop.com. We want to thank our sponsors for the Houston event, Kreiser's. Come and train at K9. And this year we also have Camp Bow Wow.
Camp Bow Wow.
That's a tight name, right?
Dude.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then in Austin, we have Chrysler's again helping us out. They're sponsoring the play area. So thank you guys. Dog pop, 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 pop.
Poppity pop, pop.
What you know about that beat, Joel?
Dude, this beat's all right.
That
I
beat's
can dig
pretty
it.
Good. It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Hector Garcia with the Something New Podcast. We're coming to you from the Summer Street Studios. New creative. I'm here with Joel Salazar, our guest today.
Boom. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on, guys?
I need a clap track.
Yeah.
But we're here today. It's Sunday afternoon. Weather's nice outside, but we had to get some work done today, so we're in the studio. But I wanted to sit down with Joel because he's got some news to share about a new brand that he's working on, and New Creative is helping him a little bit with that. So
yeah,
we're gonna talk about that in a minute. But you said the weather's supposed to be good, right?
This whole week, the weather's supposed to be good. Like, I don't think it's supposed to go above 90.
Damn.
I don't know. I mean, it's the news. You never know.
That means that it's going to be good for the spot for Fun Fest on Saturday.
It's supposed to be like in the high 70s, low 80s.
Whoa.
Saturday.
If you're listening right now, well, of course.
Yeah, come on, dude. You're listening.
Sorry, man. I'm an amateur still.
Dude, you still think...
I'm drunk.
It's not live right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. We've been doing live Facebook live shows for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I get in the habit of thinking that people are just watching only right now.
Yeah.
Well,
there's always somebody watching you.
Oh, like you're... Oh.
Nah, dude. Come on,
sorry.
Dude. Man.
Hey. So, yeah, the weather's supposed to be good. We have a new dog fest we've been helping the Midtown Spot for Friends daycare with, and that's this coming Saturday. You can go to Spot Fur, and it's F-U-R, funfest.com.
Yeah.
Saturday from 5 to 9, big dog party.
Dude, we're going
to
be there.
bike shop's gonna be there with this coffee cart.
Dude, I'm doing pour overs. Yeah, I'm gonna do pour overs, man.
Hey, you're not bad on the pour overs.
Dude, I'm skilled, bro. I'm gonna learn in one day.
With your new Twisted Arrow Goods apron.
Dude, that apron's tight.
I need a new apron, dude. Mine got all wet.
Fit it for big boys.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah.
You know why he took a while to get to your apron?
Because a lot of leather. A
lot of material.
Yeah.
He couldn't find enough material.
Dude. Hey.
They had to go find a bison to kill real quick.
That's illegal, bro.
What? Killing bisons?
Yeah, I don't think you can kill bisons anymore.
Yeah, it's probably not legal.
Yeah.
That's good, though. We don't need to kill them.
I could take down a bison with
bare hands. White man killed too many bisons. Yeah. Like, we don't need to kill them anymore.
Yeah. But if we were able to, I can kill one with my bare hands. I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at those hands. They're so huge. They're like little bears. When you close your hand, and a fist, it looks like a bear claw. What are those called?
Bear claw.
The donut.
Yeah, bear
claws. Called bear claws.
I think they're called bear claws.
Your hand looks like a bear claw, dude.
And you know what's even worse? That's actually one of my favorite donuts.
I bet. We're gonna find out in a minute. All right. So if you're tuning in, I have Joel Salazar. Number one, yes, he's my nephew.
Yep.
Number two, he works here every day with New Creative and the bike shop. But number three, we've had the idea of helping you start your own brand for a while.
Yeah, we've been putting some work in.
And then it just sat for a while. We actually created a brand for you, and then it just sat there for a little bit.
Right.
But the thought, my thought actually has been like, man, it just needs to start moving.
Yeah.
If you don't start moving forward with it, it's never going to happen.
It'll just sit there.
Right. So you're already taking steps to just get it going.
Right.
And then the idea is to eventually launch some apparel and then just get the brand name out there.
Dude, the brand name's going to be big.
Oh.
You want to know why it's going to be big?
Why?
Because it's going to be called Gorito.
If you're a white person or you don't understand Spanish, he just said gordito, G-O-R-D-I-T-O.
Yeah.
And that's Spanish for, well, it's an actual, a gordita is an actual dish, a Mexican meal.
Right.
But gordito is Spanish for what?
Big boy.
Dang.
I'm a big boy.
Were you called gordito growing up?
I was called gordo by my great grandmother. Mm. But, you know.
Right. But not as a baby.
Once I got bigger,
start putting on some weight.
Yeah, and yeah,
that's cool.
You know what's weird though? Huh. Like a lot of the weight is in my nuts because it's so huge.
You know who could probably vouch for that? Steve Martinez.
Yeah,
Steve, can you vouch? Can you check on this for us, please?
Yeah, we're gonna need you to come into the studio this week.
So yeah, what's the give us a bit of background, like what's the plan and the idea behind the name Gordito?
So, first of all, the name behind Gordito is, like you said, you know, Gordo is a big boy for in Spanish, you know, for all the white people out there and whoever doesn't.
It's funny how we always assume that white people don't know Spanish.
Right.
In Texas, a lot of them know a little bit, just enough.
Yeah.
So, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, Gordito is the name of my brand because, you know, big boy brand. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a big boy, you know, I ain't afraid to shame it. I ain't afraid to admit it anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm cool with
it. You're embracing it.
I'm embracing it, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm a big boy. I'm a gordito. And so the reason for this brand, too, is to help out the fellow big boys out there. Mm-hmm. They'll have a hard time finding a cool design shirt,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And that way they can come, you know, I go to like to certain places. I'm like, oh, you got this in a 3X? They're like, oh, no, we only carry 2X and extra large. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I'll be like, man, that's too bad. It's a good shirt. You, for example, you always make me extra shirts.
I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like whenever I make stuff for the bike shop or like Dog Pop, whatever, I used to make like at least double X, all the way up to double X.
Yeah, like I just said, right?
But I would always be left over with a lot of extra large and 2X.
Right.
So I don't, now when I make shirts, it's like small through large. And I might make a few extra large, a couple of double X's, And if there's a 3X in there, it's for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like even, you know, helping you out with some, you know, selling your shirts. People mm-hmm. ask me, you know, big boys, again, gorditos. They ask me, be like, hey, you got it? This is a 3X? I'm like, yeah. Nah, bro. The only one I got is the one I'm wearing. And they're like, oh, it's like, what's the biggest size you carry? I'm like, oh, we got maybe 2X. And they're like, ah, that's, it won't fit me.
It's too tight.
Yeah, so yeah. Gordito is going to be out there for the big boys.
You're going to go all the way to 5. They make 5X t-shirts.
Dude, yeah, they do. But...
yeah.
And don't worry, you know, for the skinny people out there, I'll have some shirts for y'all. Y'all can wear them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, because what if some little cute girls that follow the Gordita brand? Because you're going to have a following, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's going to go big.
Yeah, but yeah, if someone's not a Gordito, yeah. or Gordito and they want.
I'm going to have smaller sizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably won't carry a lot. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But mostly, you know, cool design shirts for, you know, big boys to wear.
Yeah.
You know, people like me.
Right.
You know, we were like, oh, you know, find some good shirts. They don't have it in our size. But and then be like, boom, I got it, bro, right here. So it's like a blanket. Give it to your girlfriend. She can wear it.
So when we'll do pop-up markets together and you kind of be next to me over there. And then you'd be like, hey, if they don't have your size, I got you, man.
I got you, bro. Got you. Over here.
You don't
over
need
here.
To buy from them. Come over here. We got you. Yeah.
I'm going to put you out of business.
Dang.
Even though you're helping me right now.
Yeah, I know. Now, that's cool, man. I like it. So you actually just started your own podcast, too.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Gordito Late Late Nights with Joel.
So you are you going to – it's just
– well
– yeah, what's the plan? What's up with that?
Well, the Late Late Night with Joel was – it was just basically going to be like jokes, making some, you know, some adult rated jokes and some other jokes around here and there.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you know, we're still talking over the Gordito brand. So I was like, you know what? Let me do this podcast and name it Gordito Late Late Nights with Joel.
Mm.
That way I can push my apparel brand too.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm going to be making jokes. Y'all going to listen in. It's going to be funny. Y'all going to laugh.
Mm.
You know, try not to drink anything because you're probably going to spit it out your nose.
That's cool. Like with anything, it'll have your personality.
Right.
You're definitely a jokester, but you just started it with Anchor. Like they can
find me on Anchor, and soon I'll put it on Spotify and iTunes.
Probably within a few days, it'll be available there.
Right.
But how do they find you now if they want to listen to it?
Well, if they want to listen to it now, you can find me through your podcast, which is New Creative. Or wait, new?
What well, is no, it? Honestly, I think if they just go to anchor.fm.
Okay.
But you'll share the link just with your own circle. But,
right.
People can download the Anchor app.
Okay.
And they just do a search for Gordito. Late nights with Joel.
Joel.
And they'll find you. They're going to start listening and subscribe and all that.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So let's talk about this, because we talked about it earlier. So there's a certain hesitancy with people, and I'm gonna even use the word shame when it comes to being
big,
husky. I'm gonna just throw out all the words we always hear, right?
Right. Yeah.
And tell me if I'm missing any: big boy, husky, overweight. Stocky, big bone.
Big bones.
I don't even know where that came from.
Big bones is not even true, by the way. Everybody has the same size bones.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And,
that sounded so gay, dude.
There's, like, literally no such thing as big bone.
No?
I mean, you could be tall and, you know, your bones are going to be longer, but...
Andre the Giant, I don't even remember him. He's a wrestler from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
He probably had big bones.
You know what's funny? I saw a YouTube video, and it was like 10 of the biggest people in the world.
Uh-huh.
You know, they weren't just like obese or anything. They were tall.
They were giant.
Giants, dude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you know what? I think it was called like 10 actual giants or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, man, like.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a myth?
It's a myth.
About
big bones.
Big people having big bones.
I think we say big bones just to make ourselves feel better. I used to say it.
Well, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's just big bone.
Yeah, my mom used to be like, oh, you're just big bone, Joel. I'm like, and I'd be thinking, I'd say, I know she's lying to me because I'm fat. I said, but, you know, I used to be ashamed. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, You know, I had a hard time growing up looking for clothes my size and, you know, worrying about people are going to make fun of me. Because some people did make fun of me, but eventually I just learned to go along with it, make jokes.
Yeah.
So that's what really helps me get through everything.
So how would they make fun of you? Like, what?
Oh, they would just be like,
what were some of the jokes?
Man, some of the jokes would be like, oh, you're so fat, you're overweight, you're probably diabetic.
They would like tell you this stuff,
dude,
to
like,
your face.
Yeah, like elementary.
Were these like bullies or just?
Oh yeah,
they're
bullies. They're just bullies.
Assholes.
Yeah, and like I remember one time, like even in elementary, people would make fun of me the whole time about my weight.
Wow.
And it wasn't really a lot of people. It was just like bullies. And then one day I finally got tired of it, and you know I stood up for myself.
Right.
And they're scared of me because they're like, "Oh, damn, this guy's huge. Like, maybe we shouldn't pick on him." And you know they became my friends, but.
Huh.
You know, yeah.
So how else, what else growing up, like, affected you to where it made you kind of feel bad about being husky?
Doctor visits.
What happened?
Like, doctors, they just kept telling me, like, oh, you know, you're obese. Like, you know, doctors are straightforward. They're like, oh, you're obese. You know, there's no way to say it. You're just obese.
Wow.
You know, you can become diabetic. You know, you can...
They don't pull any punches in the doctor's office.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, I remember I was like... You know, I remember my doctor as a kid, he was like, yeah, you need to go on a diet. We need to get you on a strict diet.
Wow.
And I'm like, for what? Like, I can run, you know? I don't... I'm not... You know, I don't get shortened breath all the time, you know? Because...
Right.
But I do remember, because of you, too, you used to take me bike riding.
Right.
But it's because I just love going bike riding.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love bike riding.
Yeah.
You know, and...
No,
but
yeah.
Go ahead. I think that's what like really helped me out too, was to manage my weight. Was like all the bike rides and, you know,
just being active.
And that's what like doctors' biggest fears. They're like, "Oh, you're obese," you know. They're like, "Oh, you're unhealthy, you're overweight." And like, you know, they used to put me down. And I'm like, "Man, like, you know, maybe you used to what was the term? Self-conscious, I think."
Yeah.
And like I'd be like, "Man, I don't want to go to school." Sometimes I'd be like, "I don't want to go to school today, you know. I'm afraid people are going to make fun of me," but I learned to get along with it, man. I met a lot of cool people. They were like, "Oh, yeah, you're so funny." I used to make them laugh. That's what it is.
Right.
You know, that's the whole point of a podcast, too, is to make people laugh.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So do you think that, because you're a funny dude.
Yeah.
Like, you crack me up daily, and we always pick on each other through our Instagram stories and stuff like that. Do you feel you had to develop like a funny personality to mask anything, or is just your personality?
I think it's just my personality.
You didn't try to use comedy to kind of cover up being a big boy?
Man, not thinking about it, I probably did.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just started like just becoming comedy, like became who I was, my personality.
Right.
You know, yeah, you know what? You're right, because I used to make people laugh, and well, I mean, I still make people laugh. But
here's bro, I'm a professional psychologist.
All right, dude, you went to college for like 2 weeks, bro. Calm down.
No, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're my nephew, and you've been a part of my life like all your life.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever saw you try to mask it with anything, but we were even guilty just as your uncles and stuff, like just. Poking at you.
Yeah, and, I remember. But
and
yeah, look at you now.
Now I'm a fat ass.
Yeah. Nah, dude, but you're always cool with it. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I do remember like some people like they had a hard time, like, you know, cuz me like for Christmas, my mom and everybody asked me like, "What do you want for Christmas?" I'm like, "Man, I want like clothes. I don't care about toys."
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then like they're like, "Oh, well, we got you socks and underwear." I was like, "Yeah, that's cool, you know. I realized it was hard for them to find clothes in my size, you know?
Oh, dang.
You know?
Yeah.
And then so, like, eventually I started asking for socks and underwears because I realized... Because
it's easy.
It's like, easy and it's just expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I
wear 2X, by the way, guys, if you want to buy me some boxers.
So, like, and I know we joke about it, like, you know... Me always providing a 3X shirt for you and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you do that because the other shirts won't fit me, so it's all good.
No, it's cool. So, and I said this earlier on your podcast, it's like, I'm like, man, props for even stepping out to even one. You're naming this brand basically Big Boy,
right?
Gordito in Spanish. But it's going to cause you to just kind of just throw it all out there and talk about being a big boy. And
yeah,
and I know you have a lot of ideas about just embracing that and hopefully helping other people remove any shame that might come with just being a bigger person.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you know, like even, here's another example, like Halloween's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was tough as a kid, like find a cool costume for me to wear. You know, I'm a mm-hmm. big fan of Batman.
Yeah.
Cause you make fun of me about it all the time. You know, like he'll be like, oh, what kind of 27-year-old, you know, has a Batman blanket? Hey, that was a gift, first of all. Yeah. And it was a cool gift.
Yeah.
And I love it. And you know, like you know what? Yeah. You know what's funny?
Huh.
Do you remember when we did the whole like Batman costume thing?
Yeah.
That was tight. Rent it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we would. I don't even know how that started. Oh, I know how it started. Do you remember how it started?
Yeah,
how?
It was for Elias's birthday. You rented it,
which was our nephew.
Yeah, your nephew, my cousin. Yeah, and the costume was way too big for you. Like it was saggy.
Well, they needed. So my brother and my sister-in-law asked, hey, can you be Batman for Elias's birthday? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go rent the Batman suit. And yeah, it wasn't really fitted.
Yeah.
It barely fit. Like, yeah, it didn't fit well. And so, yeah, we have this party at Elias's, at my mom's house. And then at a certain point in the party, I climbed on the back of the house. And then
you jump off the roof.
I'm
yeah.
standing up at the roof. And then, you know, they're like, oh, look, it's Batman. But so then I come, I jump off the roof, and immediately they know it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, now I remember that costume. Like, it was kind of, like, sagging on you. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next day, because I spent the night at your house.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. I was like, man, I wonder if that thing will fit me. And you're like, dude, try it on. Put it on. Let's see if it fit. Yeah. And it fit, like, super tight, but mm-hmm. it was, like, a good fit. Where
dude,
it was
funny. Awesome, dude.
Hey, I still got those pictures on my Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I'll share one later.
So I got it. And I know I have the tapes, the cassette tape, like the little DV, mini DV tapes. It wasn't VHS. Like, the tapes got smaller and smaller.
Right.
I have a box full of them, and I know the footage is in there, dude.
We just got to
find
it. From
the commercials we filmed.
Yeah.
We were going to do a whole thing called Fat Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was. We should bring it back.
Yeah, because
you know what's funny? I do remember it, like, shooting it. And, like, we even had my little sister Jessica in it.
Yeah.
Cause like she was walking down the street with I think it was a bag of donuts or chips, and like you just see me running up from behind her and grab them and then run around the corner and take off.
Yeah, there's one scene, you're chilling against a building in your Batman suit.
Oh yeah, I'm eating chips.
Eating chips or donuts?
Yeah, I don't remember one of those. Yeah,
like you were just chilling.
You know what's funny? Cause that same day I sit in the middle of the street and we're taking pictures,
mm-hmm.
and then like this couple. They got off the car, and you remember they were taking pictures
they
with me.
To take pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, when I share this pod, you have these photos somewhere, right, on your Facebook.
Yeah, I got them.
When I share this podcast link, send me those photos because I'm gonna add them into the comment section and say, hey, everybody, look at these photos because they're gonna make sense when you're listening.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So what sucks is that we got that costume from Frankel's. Who closed, shut down. Dude. I don't even know where to rent a good Batman costume anymore.
Or a panda costume.
Yeah. We might have to make our own, dude.
Dude, let's do it.
Yeah. Huh. Hmm. No, I like this, dude. So, yeah, Gordito. So, you have a podcast already out on Anchor.
Right.
Your Instagram will be up this weekend.
You mean this week?
Today.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm inviting you to... I've been invited to the HTX Boss Babe Holiday Market on November 10th.
Right, you mentioned it.
That's at 8th Wonder Brewery, and those girls are awesome. Like, they've just blown up.
Dude,
Gabby and Elise.
Dude, they went huge, dude. And, you know.
Yeah. I'm a little bit jealous.
And you know what? They asked me for
help. I'm burning the festival.
Dude. You know what's funny? I'm the muscle. I'm like the muscle for all their heavy equipment they have.
We both are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How do we get stuck?
I don't know, dude.
Hauling stuff to this event,
right.
Setting up walls.
In your trailer that was recently stolen, too.
Yeah. So the only good thing about my trailer being stolen is that they can't hit me up like, hey, can y'all bring this stuff to the festival?
Yeah, can we borrow your trailer? And, yeah. Or like, yeah, you can borrow it. Like, okay, well, we're going to need y'all to drive it. They're like, oh, okay, you need me to load up stuff too?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't mind. Like, it's fun, dude. HCX Boss Babe events are always fun.
Yeah. No, their events are good.
Yeah.
So thank you, Boss Babes, for inviting me and the bike shop to be the honorary boss boy, dude.
Dude, boss boy.
So we're going to be there. So I'm in, let's work on trying to get some apparel Gordito stuff done, and you can share space with me.
Yeah, because when is that event again?
November 10th.
November 10th.
Eighth Wonder Brewery.
It's like a month away then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tight. Oh, that's after your event, too, on November 3rd.
November 3rd, the weekend before that, is Dog Pop
dude,
in the Heights.
You know what?
We're going to be busy. Dude,
I keep telling everybody, I say, this weekend was like literally my last weekend to be free because we have all these events coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be busy every Saturday.
We got Spot for Fun Fest on October 13th.
Right, this coming Saturday.
Weekend after that is Austin Dog Pop.
Right, that's going to be fun.
Then there's a break after that.
For you, I'm helping Mina Della with another event.
Okay, she's gonna there's be another at. Event, the Houstonia event.
Yeah, October 27th.
At Silver Street.
Right.
Then November 3rd, Dog Pop in the Heights, and then November 10th, HCX Boston.
Like I said, I'm going to be busy. Because I'm helping Mina Della, Gabby, with her event. And then, of course, I'll help you with the Dog Pop.
No, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, what else do you have planned?
Well, Gordito, like I said, shirts, apparel, some hats,
Are you going to give free gorditos with every purchase?
Dude, I might.
Gorditas, I mean.
Gorditas, man. I might if I can find somebody to make them. You know what? Maybe I'll learn to make them.
Yeah, dude, make some.
What if I made some on the spot?
You have a little old Mexican lady off to the side. She's making gorditas.
Like your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, abuela. Wait.
Nah, dude. Hey, bro.
I'm sorry, dude. It's just natural. I want to do the mom jokes.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. And my abuela, yeah. I bet if I ask my abuela if she knows how to make them, she'll teach me.
She knows how.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Dude.
Okay, so yeah. Love it. Gordito. New brand coming to Houston.
Yeah.
From Mr. Joel Salazar, who, what would you say you're at right now, weight-wise?
Ooh, I want to say, I actually checked it over the weekend, and I'm actually at like 300 even.
So what is the minimum weight for someone to be classified as a gordito?
Ooh, I want to say.
To be part of the gordito club.
I want to say maybe 250, maybe 265.
Huh. So, our friend Lee Edwards qualifies.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lee's tight.
Tag him on this.
Tag him. Hey, Lee, if you want to buy Lee anything, just buy him McFlurry.
Oh, really? He likes McFlurries?
Dude, he likes McFlurries.
And donuts.
And donuts.
And hamburgers.
Yeah.
And sausage.
McDoubles. Yeah. You remember we used to go on those trips and, man, we always stop at McDonald's. You know what's funny?
Hmm.
Whenever, I remember as a kid, when we went on these trips to New Orleans or anywhere.
Well, when you say kid, you're already like 18 or...
Yeah, well, like 17. I was like, I think when I first went to New Orleans, I was like 16.
Okay, I remember the first time you went.
I had to stay in a hotel.
You were still young. You couldn't drink or anything.
I had to stay in a hotel room while you went out and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And, but yeah, like, I remember, but as a kid, like, even younger before that, like 11, 12, we stop at McDonald's and you'd be like, hey, what do you want? You want a Big Mac? And I'd be like, yeah, dude, I want a Big Mac.
You know what? There's something happy about getting a meal from McDonald's, right? A Big Mac meal?
Yeah.
It just makes you happy.
Dude, they're good. Yeah.
And that's why all of Houston is a bunch of gorditos and gorditas.
I know. Yeah, but.
Well, that's cool.
I'm looking forward to having like the hats too. Hats are tight.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
I'll freaking rock the gordita brand. I like it. I like the whole idea behind it.
I'll have a shirt made for you.
Yeah.
A large.
All right.
Right? You're a large now, right?
Nah, I know, but I'll probably be a medium soon because I'm working out, dude.
Oh, yeah? Look. You're working out? You're going to work out these nuts in your mouth?
Dude. So, again, props. I love it. I love that you're just putting it out there. I really do. My advice to you is be prepared to for people to embrace this. They're going to love it.
Dude, yeah. I mean, cause that's what I'm hoping for, man. Like, I'm hoping for all the big boys and big girls out there, I'm not ashamed of my weight.
Yeah.
I don't want other people to feel ashamed of their weight. I want them to embrace it, dude.
Yeah.
I remember watching that one movie. What was it? It was basically like a fat camp. You know what I'm talking about?
Was that what it was called?
Fat camp? No, it wasn't called.
Oh.
Fat Camp, but it was with Ben Stiller. I remember that.
Oh, and he was...
he was like this real like fitness guy. He was
a hardcore camp instructor that was like really hardcore on these guys.
Yeah. And like I remember watching that movie. I was like, man, dude, like... That sucks.
It's called Fat Camp. I just looked it up. Oh, Heavyweights.
Heavyweights. There you go. Fat Camp.
Hey, that's right. That's a t-shirt right there for you. It just says Heavyweight.
Dude, under the gordito. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
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 We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. And I forgot about this movie.
Yeah.
And then there's also... What's that movie? Oh, it's Kickball. Was it Kickball?
Dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Where at the end, towards the end of the movie, he ends up just binging on food and he gains weight again.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh. And yeah, man, like, but that's what I'm hoping for. Gorditos out there to help other gorditos and gorditas feel comfortable with their weight.
Yeah.
Help them find some cool, awesome design shirts they can wear, hats.
Yeah.
You know, make them feel comfortable.
So one of the myths for being overweight or heavy, husky, like again, I know we're using like all these different words, is that that you have a lot of control over it. There's a stigma. Everyone thinks that we should all be, and as I say, everyone. And I need to probably back up here because you're hearing me trying to get my thoughts together.
Right.
Society looks down and negatively upon anyone that's not like
a toothpick,
or not even a toothpick, just average.
Right.
And if you're above average and you're big,
right,
you're looked down upon as like, oh, that person's lazy. They should work out. Right. This and that.
Yeah.
But you yourself have gone through that where. You go through spurts of like, okay, I want to lose some weight, then you gain it.
Right. Like, I'll be honest, like, the biggest I've ever been is 340. I've never gone above that weight. Mm. And if I ever did, you know, I'll probably be like, oh, shit, I need to, like, go back down. And, you know, even, like, last year, like, you'll hear it on my podcast, Gordito. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, I'll tell them on yours, too, right now, but... Like, last year, I went through, like, 2 months of just riding bikes. Mm-hmm. Riding bikes every day over here to the office and to your house. And I lost a lot of weight. I dropped down. Like, people were like, man, you look like you're losing weight. I'm like, yeah, I'm hoping.
Right.
And then, after Harvey, I was like, man, screw that, dude. It's too freaking hot right now. I'm going to just chill.
Yeah. Right.
And, but, yeah, I'll go through every now and then where I want to, like, drop some weight. And I'll be like, dang, you know, I'll gain it back. But then I'll drop it again.
Right.
But
yeah, and we all go through that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 46. My average weight should be like probably about 180. Right. That's what the internet says.
Yeah. You know what? That's another thing too. Like, it's funny because like, you know, doctors, again, going back to doctors, they came up with this whole thing and the, you know, people, they'd be like, oh, this is your age. This is where your weight should be at. Mm-hmm. I remember doctors telling me that like, they're like, oh, you're 13. You should weigh this much. And, you know, you should be exercising this much. And I'm like, well, first off, like, you got to tell that to my mom because she's the one cooking.
Was there a lot of tortillas at the house?
Dude, my mom used to go, like, through phases where, like, she'll cook tortillas, like, homemade tortillas. Damn. Dude. And those are the best. Like,
those are good, dude.
Dude, I remember going to my abuela. Whenever I went to my abuela's house, cause I spent a lot of time at my abuela's house growing up.
Which is my mom.
Yeah, your mom. And she would, like, dude, she would not stop feeding me.
No.
She'd be like, hey, you want more, mijo? Get more. We got plenty. And especially around Christmas, dude, when it came to, like, tamales.
Yeah.
She'd be like, here, mijo, eat some tamales. Eat more. There's more. And I was like, man, I'm a fool. Like,
that's what grandmothers do, dude. That's what they're good at. They just want to feed. They're happy if their grandchildren or sons, daughters are happy eating.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all they want to see. Like, they're like.
Dude, I remember my mom used to make tortillas a lot growing up.
Dude, yeah.
And. There was this one big,
she still has it. I know what you're talking about, the green bowl.
Yeah. It's a big old green Tupperware, but it's huge. It'll hold like 50, 60 tortillas in it.
You know what? I remember that too as a kid because I would go over and I would like, and I always knew there were tortillas in there.
Right.
I always knew there were tortillas and I was like, I'll grab one, I'll put butter on it.
Here's the deal. If it was out on the counter, that meant there was either pan dulce or tortillas inside.
Right. It was like a mystery game.
Yeah, and if it wasn't up there, then That meant there was nothing.
Yeah. But if I told her I wanted some tortillas, she'll make them.
Yeah. So I remember growing up, whenever she would make homemade tortillas, dude, I was so excited, dude. And even as she was taking them off the stove and throwing them in the Tupperware, I'd go sneak my hand in there and grab one and then put butter on it.
Yeah.
And it would melt. And yeah.
What's funny is...
Before dinner, I had already eaten like 5 tortillas, dude.
And you still ate. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. What's funny is because you still eat tortillas, man. Like, you still eat them.
I love tortillas, dude.
Yeah.
I'm diabetic right now, I bet. Maybe that's why I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because of this Austin Eastsiders.
Probably. Honey. So I know that weight's not a thing to really joke about. It's one thing to embrace being a big person.
Right.
But there's health issues there,
right?
On,
yeah,
on the table with it, and you're not trying to make a lie to that. Yeah. You're just embracing, like, hey, all the big people out there,
yeah,
like, I love y'all,
yeah, and like,
this brand's gonna show love for the big boys and big girls out there,
yeah, man. And that's what I'm hoping for. And you know, like, I make the joke too, like, I like to throw people off, mm-hmm. You know, I'll be like, man, was that like a fat joke? And they get all like, you know, they get all like scared. They be like, no, that's not what I meant. I was like, I don't know. That sounded like a fat joke to me. Like, my feelings are kind of hurt. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, nah, I'm just messing with you. It's cool.
Yeah.
And, but it throws them off. Dude. Yeah. They're like, they don't know what to say. Cause you know, it's, you know, making, you know, fat jokes is hated on by other people.
You should practice crying like on demand, like an actor.
Right.
To really make them feel bad. Or like you just start crying like, hey, what happened? Like, man, I'm sensitive about my weight, man. Y'all were making fun of me.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? You can buy me a hamburger.
Dude, you can get free hamburgers out of this, dude.
So many free hamburgers.
Damn, I'm going to use that. Yeah. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to start eating a lot because I want to be part of the Gordita crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost there.
You should have requirements for people to, like, you should have a club.
Right.
And some of the requirements, they have to bring doctor proof from their doctor that they're diabetic.
Right. yeah.
And they have to love tortillas. And yeah, you know, dude, just all these requirements.
I remember when, I remember like sometimes, like even in school or like driver license, they ask you for your height and weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, man, I ain't putting my weight. I'll skip that one. I was like,
yeah,
you know, like, I'll be like, man, what if I get like an accident one day and like, oh, this guy got his ID on him. Damn, 300 pounds. Like, hey, we're gonna need a life helicopter to like fly him out.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie? What's Bothering Gilbert Grape, or What's Bugging Gilbert Grape, or
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, It's Eating Gilbert Grape.
You watched that movie like 2 weeks ago, bro?
Nah, it was like a month ago.
No, it wasn't.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I had it on here at the studio.
Yeah, actually, I never seen that movie all the way through, but I do know he had like a big mother, and like she passed away from a heart attack or something like that.
Probably, yeah, heart attack, and and she passed away on the second floor of the house.
Oh, dang!
But she was huge.
Yeah,
like here's again. I love that you're doing this because you're opening up dialogue to talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
and. There is an unsafe weight there. Like, in the movie, she was huge. She was so big that
they couldn't
get her out of the house after she died.
Right.
And they didn't want to try to knock out of side of the house and bring a crane to take her out. Like, it would be embarrassing. They ended up burning the whole house down.
Oh, my God.
And it's a movie. Like,
a
great movie, Johnny Depp. It's an older movie.
You know, the one Leo should have won an Oscar for.
Oh, yeah.
And the only Oscar he won was him being attacked by a bear.
You're right, huh?
Yeah.
He played a good, like, mentally
challenged
kid.
And he still didn't get an Oscar for that, he is.
Man, he did good.
Dude, he's actually a really great actor. Like, he deserves, like, several Oscars. But yeah.
Wow. So they gave him, you're right.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so... Gordito's coming out.
Gordito.
They can follow you where? On Anchor?
On Anchor. And I'll send you that link so you can post it. And I'll post it on my Facebook too. It'll be on my Facebook, Joel Salazar. You can look me up. in my picture profile, I'm wearing a panda hat because I'm also known as HCX Boss Bear from Gabriella.
They call you the HTX Boss Bear?
Yeah, Gabby. Right, HTX. Or she don't call me HTX Boss Bear, but she calls me Boss Bear.
Right.
I just threw in the HTX just because it's funny.
Oh, you threw that in yourself?
Yeah.
Huh.
And, yeah, it's almost like my other idea, too.
I'm listening.
Boss Bear's Entertainment.
Boss Bear's,
Boss Bear Entertainment, bro.
What is that?
That's going to be, again, big boys. Entertainers for women.
For women?
Yeah.
Oh, for parties? For yeah. Women's parties?
Women's parties. It's big boy season, bro.
Big boy entertainment. I like it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a... Hold on. I'm listening. I'm just trying to adjust some audio over here. So, no, I like that, dude.
Yeah. This is like a joke, but right. I thought about it, too. I'm like, man, you know what? All these entertainers for women parties, they're all like fit guys. They need some big guys in there.
Right. Huh.
Yeah.
You know what? You could actually start a company where, you remember how you were Fat Man? Batman?
Yeah.
And people can rent y'all out.
Dude.
Like, not just the dancers, but just, hey, we need a heavy set Batman for right. my kids' party.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about, dude. Like, I want to make people laugh.
Right.
You know.
I like it, dude.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. All right. So this is Joel Salazar. If you want to follow him, look him up on Anchor. Look up Gordito. Late Nights with Joel Salazar.
Yep.
It's on Anchor now, but it should be available on Spotify and iTunes later this week. And look for the Gordito brand on Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook. I'll be making one today.
Yeah.
And actually, like in the description of Instagram, I'll post a link to the Anchor podcast, first one.
And do this. I'm going to post this on all my social media and share it. Show this guy some love. Like, if this this whole idea of embracing who you are, whether you're big, well,
whether you're big or
about, no, it's, you know it, what? No, I'm not going to say whether you're big or small. Right. This is specifically about being big.
Right. So embracing it.
If you're big out there and you love this, you love this message that Joel is going to
love yourself.
Put out there through his brand. Show him some love. Send him a message. Show him some support. Give him some moral support. Send him cash. You want cash?
Yeah, I'll take cash.
Venmo.
Or donuts. Or donuts. I'll take donuts too. I ain't.
Hey, you know who might sponsor you?
Who?
Duncan?
Yeah.
Dude,
that'd be tight.
What if you get a donut sponsor out
dude,
of this?
Dude, hey, free donuts forever. It? I'll take it, dude.
You take it?
I'll take it.
What's that company that makes insulin? Maybe they'll be your sponsor,
too. Hey, that'd be funny. That'd like, be hey, good. Get your donuts, but we got insulin, too, here.
That'll be good, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. This is Hector Garcia, Something New Show. You can follow us everywhere. Just look up Something New. That's N-E-U-E. You can follow Joel. What's your Instagram?
Right now, my Instagram is the_husky_ninja.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Boom.
Gordito out.
Gordito's out. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for tuning in. Something New. Boom. We'll be right back.